Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching on the power of the Holy Spirit in the life of a believer was recorded at our 2009 Boston Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
Let me just quickly do this. I'm going to do this quickly in the name of Jesus. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 13. The only scriptures I've ever heard used effectively to show that the baptism of the Holy Spirit, speaking in tongues, miracles, don't operate today is 1 Corinthians chapter 13. And I can take these very verses and prove the exact opposite of this. This isn't saying that miracles have passed away, that speaking in tongues isn't for us today. But that's what some people teach from these verses. It says in verse 8, 1 Corinthians 13, 8, charity never fails. That's talking about God's kind of love never fails. But whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part and we prophesy in part. Some people have taken this to say, see, this right here says that prophecies are going to fail. Tongues are going to cease. And they say that there is coming a time that these were only used to establish the church. But as soon as the Word of God was written, then that's what's perfect is come, and we now no longer need miracles. Man, I could come against that from a number of different ways. But let me just use this exact context right here to show. It says that at the same time that prophecies fail and tongues cease, it says knowledge shall vanish away. Has knowledge vanished away? Matter of fact, there's prophecy that in the end time, knowledge will increase. Knowledge hadn't passed away. We're seeing, you know, I've heard these statistics that it took like 1,000 years for the cumulative knowledge of man to increase. And then it began to start increasing faster and faster. And then it was down to 100 years. And now it's like every 5 to 10 years, the cumulative knowledge of mankind doubles. Every 5 to 10 years. Just look at communications. Man, we're using cell phones now. Back when I was a kid, man, we had phones that you had to call Mabel and say, would you connect me with so-and-so? And you had to wait on 2 and 3 rings. And you certainly, it was unheard of to think that you could take a phone and carry it with you without a cord. And now we've got everything on our cell phone. It's amazing how knowledge has increased. This says that at the same time that prophecies fail, that tongues cease, that knowledge is going to vanish away. And then in verse 16, he says, but when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. Some people say that which is perfect is talking about the Word of God. Even though I believe the Word of God is perfect, that's not what this is talking about. Because as you continue to read in verse 11, it says, when I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. But now, for now we see through a glass darkly, but then, what is the then? When that which is perfect is come, in context. Now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face, talking about when we are in heaven, when we see the Lord. Either when the Lord comes back and takes us and we get a glorified body, then we're going to see Him face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. When that which is perfect is come, we're going to see God face to face. When that which is perfect is come, I'm going to know all things, even as also I'm known. You can prove you don't know all things yet. You can prove that you haven't seen God face to face. So you can prove that that which is perfect hasn't come yet. Prophecies haven't ceased. Tongues haven't ceased. Instead of this saying that these things have passed away, this is a proof that until that which is perfect is come, which is talking about a glorified body, and we are now in the presence of God, you are going to still need prophecy, speaking in tongues, and knowledge. Instead of this proving that they've ceased, it proves that they cannot cease until that which is perfect, your glorified body, comes. The purpose of speaking in tongues, Romans chapter 8, is to help our infirmity when we don't know how to pray as we ought. It allows you to pray from your spirit, not pray from your head. It allows you to bypass the confusion and the problems that you have. And as long as we are in this physical body, we still need speaking in tongues. We still need the power of the Holy Spirit. When we become perfected and we know all things as we know, then we won't have any limitations in our language. We'll be able to express ourselves perfectly, and there won't be speaking in tongues in heaven. You won't need it because you'll know all things. You won't need to pray in some understanding that supersedes your physical mind because your mind will know all things. You'll be totally renewed. But until then, you need the baptism of the Holy Spirit. You need to be speaking in tongues. This is for us today. It is not something that has passed away. And if you were to go back and study church history, in our Bible school we have a book entitled 2,000 Years of Charismatic History. And it goes back and shows that throughout history, the baptism of the Holy Spirit speaking in tongues has always, always existed. There have been entire groups of people who have spoken in tongues. It has been consistent. It is not a modern phenomena. You can trace it right back to the day of Pentecost. And the people in the Bible receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. We are the abnormal ones today. Our church situation to where the majority of people in the body of Christ, and that's just in America. Outside of America, the majority of Christians outside of America do speak in tongues. The Pentecostal or Spirit-filled charismatic movement has outstripped any other missions program. And if you go to Africa, I go to Africa, I guarantee you, you can't spit without hitting somebody who's speaking in tongues. There is a tremendous revival. They are estimating within the next 5 years, Africa will be the most Christianized nation on the face of the earth. Brazil has had a tremendous move of God, and it's all Spirit-filled people. Outside of the United States, the baptism of the Holy Spirit in speaking in tongues is dominant. Our religious culture here today hasn't embraced it and it hinders it, but I'm telling you that the baptism of the Holy Spirit, speaking in tongues, and the other gifts of the Holy Spirit are one of the most important things. And if you could learn to flow with it and in it, it would set you free. Miracles would happen. You would see transformation not only in your own life but in other people. Man, you could set this area on fire if everybody in here was to start flowing in the power of the Holy Spirit and having words of wisdom and words of knowledge. A friend of mine went into a 7-Eleven and just walked into the lady there and says, God shows me, and just read her mail and told her things about her that nobody could know. Never seen her before, and she was just shocked. He says, can I pray with you? And man, she received, get born again. Every one of us have the ability to do stuff like that. Yeah. I was in a restaurant one time and a waitress was waiting on us. And she was very nice. There was nothing wrong with this waitress. But I just felt in my heart that, boy, this woman is hurting. And, you know, when you go out with preachers that are baptized in the Holy Ghost and have a revelation on giving, you got to fight them to pay for the ticket. I've actually had people, I've been holding on to the bill and they drugged me out of my chair and across the floor before trying to pay for the ticket. So anyway, I acted like I was going to go to the bathroom. What I did was get up and I go found that waitress and I asked her what the bill was and I paid her for it. And anyway, a few minutes, she came running back to the table and she says, you made a mistake. You wanted to give me a $5 tip. You gave me a $50 tip. And she said, here's your money back. And I said, no, God told me that you needed that. I just felt in my heart that, man, you were really hurting and God wants you to know that He loves you. And I just wanted to give you a $50 tip for a $20 meal. And this woman just broke down and started crying. And she says, man, I'm working 3 jobs. My husband died. I've got kids. And she sat down. We got to lead this lady to the Lord, got her baptized in the Holy Spirit. It was cheap. I spend a lot more money than that trying to reach people. That was a great way to do it. But you know, here I'm saying is that the Holy Spirit will show you things about people. The Holy Spirit will show you to just go up and tell this person that you love them. I called a person one time and just said, I love you. They started crying. They said, you'll never know how that was God. I was just with a man Sunday who is the music leader at Grace Church in Tulsa. And I was there and he came up and he said 5 years ago, I think it was, he and his wife had a very bad experience. He'd been a music leader at a church and they had gotten out and they thought they're never going to go back into the ministry. And their life was just in shambles. And he came up at one of my meetings to get prayer. And he said, I listened to you, and the 10 people in front of me, you came and said, what's your problem? And I asked them questions and interacted with them that way. As soon as I walked in front of him, I just stopped and said, you're called into the ministry. You need to be in ministry. And he says, that was totally different than everything else. And he says, man, we were wondering about, had God forgotten about us? And he says, man, that changed our lives. And here he was 5 years later saying, that was God. That was God spoke to us. And he says, that preserved us and kept us through all the things we've been going. And now here he is back in ministry and leading the music in that church. You know, that's what the Holy Spirit will do. The Holy Spirit will show you things to come. He'll lead you. He'll guide you. Brothers and sisters, if all you are is only human, you're fighting with both hands tied behind your back. You aren't only human. You're born again. God lives on the inside of you, but you've got to yield to the Holy Spirit. And you need to expect something other than just human results. Don't limit yourself to this economy. Don't limit yourself to what the doctor says. Don't limit yourself to what your parents said about you and the curses that they placed on you. Man, recognize that you become a brand new person and now you have the life of God on the inside of you. And praise God, you ought to be living a supernatural life. And all of that is available to you through the Holy Spirit. It doesn't come automatically. It is a separate experience. I've given you about 4 or 5 instances here that show that there is a clear distinction between being born again and being baptized with the Holy Ghost and with fire. And man, you need to receive that. Is there anybody here today who has never received this baptism of the Holy Spirit and fire? You don't have this gift of speaking in tongues. Is there anybody here like that today? Here's some hands over here. Anybody else? Here's others. You know, we had like 130, 50 people last night, but I know that there's new people, and I would like to minister to you and help you to receive that. If that's you, if you raised your hand, or if you were supposed to raise your hand but didn't do it, just get up out of your seat and come forward, and we're going to pray for you, and we're going to help you to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on the Holy Spirit. This teaching series was recorded at our 2009 Boston Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM237 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The second CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the second teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you.
Let me remind you once again that today is our last day to make the teaching in this set available as a gift. And so please call or write today. And when you request these materials, also please ask someone to pray with you about receiving the baptism of the Holy Spirit and speaking in tongues. A lot of people just have heard of this, but they really don't understand the benefit of it, and so they aren't real motivated. If you have understood what I've talked about the last few days, then you ought to be motivated to receive this, something that will allow you to tap into the perfect mind of Christ. So please call the number and request the materials and also receive prayer.
Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111, and our web address is awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.